T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jack Whitaker got his start at WCAU-TV Channel 10 in the late 1950s and quickly made his way to the CBS television network, where he became a sports announcer calling everything from football to golf and even horse racing.
I'm Jack Whitaker, and this is the 99th running of the Kentucky Derby.
Philadelphia Eagles radio play-by-play announcer Merrill Reese remembers Whitaker well.
In the early days of Eagles being on television, Jack Whitaker would do the television because the television wasn't all network the way it is now. The TV crew and the radio crew, and of course, Bill Campbell did the radio, and Jack Whitaker did the television.
Whitaker called the first Super Bowl for CBS Sports. He was an Army veteran of World War II and landed on Omaha Beach 3 days after the D-Day invasion and was wounded by shrapnel from an artillery shell or mortar. Jack Whitaker died in his sleep of natural causes in his Devonshire County home. Mark Abrams, KYW News Radio.